Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the JMO Podcast. I'm your host, Taylor Michaels, and our guest this episode, we've got Jeremy Bester from Prior Lake, Minnesota, on the show for the first time. It's great to get to know a new guest. As always, he's an avid outdoorsman, an avid angler, does a little bit of tournament fishing, and we talk about that. He's also got a former snowmobile racing career going back 20-plus years, where he has been affiliated with through partnerships or employment with the FXR clothing brand, and that's what this conversation is largely about. Jeremy is kind of uniquely designed in his professional career and just in his hobbies as an outdoorsman and angler to talk about high-end fishing clothing. And FXR is just one of many good quality brands. And as anglers, when we're formulating our buying decisions or, you know, the type of gear that we're going to invest in for ourselves, like one question, for example, that I have, and I've gotten a lot of write-ins along these lines of, what all goes into high-end rain gear, for example. Why would we consider a $1,000 set of high-end rain gear? Is the $150 set good enough or just as good? Like, what's the whole backstory there? And there's a lot of good brands out there. They all have their own unique story. Jeremy is just one good guy that I got a chance to talk to, and I'm super grateful, and he represents FXR, like I said. The JMO Podcast is not getting anything from FXR. This is not an FXR promotion in that way whatsoever. I just want to throw that out there. This is just a good quality conversation with Jeremy, and I'm glad to have had it, and hopefully it's the first of a few. So again, reach out with your feedback afterwards for the next conversation that we might have like this. So anyways, Jeremy Bester, FXR, Fishing Clothing, let's do it. We're all looking to have the ultimate edge on the water, but how do we get there? When it comes to fishing rods, JT Outdoor Products has you covered. Their technique-specific rods are engineered and tested by tournament professionals to give you the competitive advantage on the tournament trail or the extra edge to the passionate everyday angler. They're hand-built in Farmington, Minnesota. With the highest-grade carbon fiber blanks and the finest componentry, JT rods are ultra-lightweight, incredibly sensitive, and built for performance. Whether you're after walleye, bass, pike, or panfish, they have every species covered. Their rods deliver precision, durability, and unmatched feel. Don't settle for ordinary. Fish smarter with JT Outdoor Products, where performance meets perfection. Visit them at jtodp.com. That link is in the description of this podcast. Do yourself a favor, check them out today. The waterfowl hunting opportunities here in the state of North Dakota are incredible. It's a tradition for so many friends and families to get together and spend this quality time in the field. But to be a great hunter also means to be a great steward of the land. I'm talking about being very respectful to landowners. And don't leave trash in the field. Definitely don't clean your birds and then throw carcasses back in the field. If you do encounter gates, make sure you leave them exactly how you found them, whether that is up or down. Hunting is such a wonderful component to North Dakota's legacy, and we need to keep it that way. So let's all agree this fall to hunt hard, hunt fair, and hunt for tomorrow. New fishing regulations on Mille Lacs Lake in Minnesota have walleye anglers excited. To plan your next fishing vacation over there, check out the lodging options over at Chalet on Mille Lacs. They have all you need and more. I'm talking about multiple private shorelines, including a back channel where you can safely park your boat overnight, a great feature you're not going to find everywhere on the lake. There's also a game room, high-speed Wi-Fi, you're minutes away from the casino and golf course. The indoor and outdoor amenities of the Chalet on Mille Lacs epitomize comfort and convenience with 5 bedrooms, 3 baths, that's 2 masters, a large kitchen, all the indoor amenities that are perfect for large groups or multiple families. This cabin comfortably sleeps 8. You can add more if you like. Read the reviews online from past guests on the website or book directly at chaletonmillacs.com. That's chaletonmillacs.com. That link is in the description of this podcast. Tell me about yourself, man. Where are you from, and how did you get to where you're at today?
So, yeah, Jeremy Bester, Prior Lake, Minnesota. I work for FXR for, it's hard to say because I've been as an independent rep, as a distributor, and then direct with them and whatever's for, I think it's our 30th year anniversary, and I've been there like 28 or 9, like give or take. Love the brand. The energy, the passion that it brings, it's obviously known as this domination in its power sports, snowmobile. We've gotten pretty big in moto, and obviously fish is is a passion of mine, as I love to bass fish. I love to do the tournaments. I love to just go out with my son, my buddy, friends, take them out and just catch a ton of fish and just show them that you can go and crush them some days. And fishing's fishing. You can go catch nothing too, but just love the passion of the fishing. I raced for Polaris, and then I kind of switched to Ski-Doo. And in that time frame, the owner of FXR dropped the flyer off in North Branch, Minnesota, and I happened to stop by that dealer that day working for Northern, and I saw the flyer, and the flyer he made, the brightness of the clothing, the logo FXR, I don't know what it was, I just grabbed it, and I'm like, this stuff. So I was thinking, I'm gonna see if I can get this guy to get me a jacket so I can race with it, you know. And then before you know it, I was racing with this stuff, and then I got in at Northern Wholesale and got FXR in there as a distributor, and then it just took off, and we just started to grow Minnesota and then Wisconsin and the Dakotas, and then basically FXR is just an awesome brand, and it's been a awesome ride. And the owner, Milt Reimer, is awesome as a boss and owner, and the passion he has and the eye he has is better than even mine. So it's fun to work side by side with them. I've had a lot of fun doing it. I've had a lot of different roles in the company. Sales has probably been my strongest, just where I'm out on the road and getting it into dealers. I can talk with the best of them. My passion for it, I wear it. People, when I wear something that's not FXR, people are like, it dumbfounds them because I'm wearing a Nike shirt or something my wife bought me at Marshall's or something, you know. They just don't see me not wearing FXR very often. It's kind of funny.
Does FXR, sorry to interrupt, but does FXR stand for something? I'm so curious about that.
Factory Extreme Racing.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it's just, it's what the owner Milt had a little KTM, I believe, shop in Winnipeg, Canada. And he just started it with Modern Headwear, was a little place right in Winnipeg that he made his first few pieces. And then obviously eventually diversed and went and made his stuff overseas. Some of it, some stuff still made here. Some stuff is being switched around and made, as you know how the world's going nowadays, it'll all change and stuff. But yeah, so racing, obviously my son, I have a 23-year-old son. He saw a picture of me racing. He wanted to race. We took him to a little race and it was all over. He's been racing since he was 5 years old. Signed a deal with Polaris and Levi Lavallee and Team Red Bull. So he's one of the 20 pros in the world and one of few Red Bull athletes. So it's been a long ride. And then now I'm just a dad that gets to go watch him race on the weekends. And then I represent FXR with some helping all the racers with their gloves and boots and goggles and all their getting them all fitted properly and get the stuff all as the best we can for it. So I can kind of kill two birds with one stone, watch my son race and help FXR. So it works out awesome there. And then, yeah, I know you were wondering how FXR got into the fishing world. So it's kind of a short, long story. I guess I love to fish. I already said that. And I obviously love to, we have whitetail deer. Unlike, we don't have elk. We do have elk. There's a few running around here. Every now and then somebody gets a mountain lion or an elk on a trail camera, but we don't have an elk season, but we have whitetail. And I happened to go out to my parents with my son and shot a absolute Saskatchewan, Minnesota giant right in Elko, Minnesota, the Bester buck. My last name's Bester, obviously. It was one of the largest whitetails shot on private property when I shot it. North American Hunter came out and did an article and stuff. Long story short is shortly after that was my 40th surprise birthday party. And the owner of FXR, Milt Reimer, came down to my party from Winnipeg to Minnesota here. And in the card, it just said to me, because I had just shot my buck, and it said for my present, it was I could design my own like hunting jacket. I had these ideas of making a jacket. I ain't going to tell that yet because who knows if it'll ever come, but I had an idea of what to do. But it was just the hunting world animal, the companies that are out there are powerhouses, and to do that, it really wasn't justifiable at the time. So I just asked if we could redo this little rain jacket we had and redo a little fishing lineup. And there's so many more fishing registered boats and people that have a fishing license in Minnesota, Wisconsin, out west, Montana, all everywhere. Like, just so much more to doing that. So we basically, that's it started. Me and Jeff Smith up in Winnipeg just started on the computer and started redoing a rain suit, started redoing our hoodie into a fish hoodie and a lightweight UPF sun shirt, and then a soft shell for fish. And it, the rain suit was a long journey and ups and downs and good and bad. And then finally got a home run the last few years. And then now for 2026, everybody out there, you're going to want to check out the new Vapor Pro. I'm going to put a little pinch in there for FXR, but you're going to want to check out this new rain suit, as I've wore multiple brands my life. And this is, this one here is a home run. I got to actually wear my sample and a derby I fished all day Saturday. Derby absolutely poured on us and thunderstormed from 6 o'clock all the way until 11, and then it got nicer out. And when me and my buddy, he took his existing rain suit we're selling right now, and I had my sample on, and we both took those two things off and we're literally bone dry. It was just, that's the achievement that makes me get goosebumps, because it's just like, man, the work and the effort between the whole team of FXR. Chris Marion ended up coming into the play for the fish and helping out in the fish and stuff there too. So, I mean, it's not any one person, it's a team, and that's what makes the company pretty good.
This is what's so interesting to me about FXR, and I don't claim to know like the origin story of other companies or other, you know, fishing clothing lines, but I did find it super interesting, and a big reason why I wanted to talk to you, Jeremy, that, you know, FXR has decades of experience on a super high level making clothing for, you know, the snowmobilers and the outerwear and the, you know, the moto stuff, like, and all of that translates seemingly very, very well into the fishing industry. But at the heart of it, at the seed, like the, you know, the water and the soil around that seed is a passionate angler like yourself and other anglers, you know, that you work with. And so it's like, I just find that to be super, super interesting. So I didn't want to just breeze over that. So I really appreciate that story. But ultimately, and I want to get into this early here, and tons of personal stories can keep flowing in this, but I do want to get this out kind of early. Kind of the agenda that I have talking to you, it's more than just FXR. It's kind of a bigger picture question, and I'll say it like this: like I'm a consumer, the listeners are consumers, and you know, I think, and I get a lot of write-ins for this, you know, with like gear conversations and like having people on to talk more details about certain things in the fishing world, and the clothing is a big one of them. And I think the question, or I guess I sort of formulated this a little bit in my head, is like, as a consumer, we go to the store or we go online and we're shopping, and it seems really, really cool to buy one of these like really expensive, like for example, like a rain suit, like $1,000 anymore is what you're going to need if you want to have a high-end jacket and bibs, right? Like, it's, everything is so expensive. But then what's the difference between that and maybe like a $200 setup, which is still a lot of money, like that, you know, and probably still pretty good. But we all gotta, you know, as consumers, we're always kind of wrestling with these kind of ideas. It's the same thing with expensive rods or electronics or, you know, just boats and components and all these accessories. But the clothing, to me, I thought is an interesting one. Yeah. And so it's kind of like, that's kind of the question. It's like, you know, as somebody with your experience, let's have a discussion to kind of detail the process or the technology or just, you know, the expenses and what all goes into creating something that as anglers we see on the shelf when we're trying to decide, is it worth it to invest in this expensive suit or the $200 suit? Is it just marketing? Is it just branding and they can just mark it up? Is this just profit for somebody? Like help me describe this, and hopefully you can go for a while on this. There's probably a lot here. You just keep going, and if there's a spot in there where I'll stop you, and maybe expand on it. But this is this big picture question that I'm throwing in your lap.
Yeah, I get this at events, shows, when I'm wearing it. Like, You're spot on. So I'll start with like FXRs just because I know that, but it relates to other brands. I mean, you can go to a Ford truck, you can buy your just Ford F-150, and then you can go buy a Ford F-150 Platinum, right? And it's just all the accessories and options you get in these things is what makes a $200 jacket compared to a $500 jacket. I'll start with FXR's adventure gear that we have. It's start with the bibs. The bibs will only have a like knee high zipper instead of a zipper that comes all the way up to your waist. So our Vapor Pro is our high end $500+ jacket, $500+ pants, and then our Adventure Light is your $225-$250 pant and jacket. So one will have that. All of FXR's rain gear, which is pretty cool, has our Omni Stretch. Our low end one, knee high zippers, high end one, full zippers. With the jacket, you'll have a normal waterproof zipper in the front of the jacket, where our Vapor Pro will have an AquaGuard number 8. AquaGuard, to a lot of people, they don't know what it is, but it is a Vizlon waterproof, bad to the bone zipper. It's really expensive. So when you start adding all them little things in there, everything adds $5, $5, $5, which you times that times whatever multiplier a company needs to have to make their money. That's how you get your cost and your retail. I wanted to go back to the ambassadors, your pro staff, your pro anglers to pro snowcross racers like my son or Trey McKinney in the fishing world. That kid's lighting it up on, he's on fire. Those people wearing the product, the way we wear it on tournament day compared to, or a guy running the ATV and getting going through puddles and swamps, like those guys want to stay dry, and the feedback you get from them is you just need that. You need the people wearing it. You need the testing, the R&D, that one person's going to want it thick, one person's going to want it thin. You got to try to find that happy medium that works for everybody. But in our new Vapor Pro, going back to your less cost and more cost, our new Vapor Pro jacket compared to the Adventure Light is going to have 20,000 Hydrex Pro waterproofing. Our Adventure is only going to have 15. That is the thickness and breathability of the waterproofing. A lot of people know Gore-Tex or DuPont. There's multiple kinds of it. FXR's Hydrex Pro is used in all the way through their, like you had said before, from their snowmobile to anything we, our boots, our gloves, all of our stuff. It's proven. It's awesome. But that thickness and the welding and the taping with the high-end jackets have a PTFE membrane. I won't get into that, but it's a very expensive membrane that you have to use, which then you have all the seam taping and you use the highest end glues and the highest end tape you can use that's going to bond good and it's going to seal good for in that crotch area under the arms, the shoulders, all that stuff. All that stuff is added into the high-end jacket, and then you'd use as best you can for the money you can to try to get that price-pointed piece so that it's going to still work, still going to be 100% waterproof. It's just you'll have the Vapor Pro will have some silicone neoprene cuffs that I can literally reach in my live well. On a cold day, I can literally reach in there with my cuff sealed on my Vapor Pro, and I can reach in there and grab my fish and weigh them and call them or get, I can literally reach in there and out all day long. And my shirt that's underneath that will not even be wet at the end of the day. And then the nice thing about the FXR one is when you go to take your hand, want to take the jacket off, you literally, it goes inside out and it just slides off your hand. And then if you want to put your hand back in the jacket, you can literally just wiggle your thumb in your hand and get it back on without having to undo everything, which is so key with other brand of jackets that I've had that have these cinch things. And I got to undo 10 things to get my arm in and out, which is a pain. We've designed all of our stuff through all of our other stuff to just make it work. you know, plain as day. But you got the PTFE membrane, the higher end zippers. Our Vapor Pro pants and jacket have like rubber flaps on the pockets with magnets, so they just close and they stay closed. And then maybe our Adventure will just have Velcro. Those are some of the things. Our Vapor Pro, the high-end one, has a line cutter on the little D-loop that you can hook your tether to the boat, because like when we're fishing, we have to have our tethers hooked up legally in the thing. So when you add all them little things to a high-end jacket, to a low-end jacket, and then you add the stretch that FXR has in our Omni stretch, it is more venting, more vent zips on the higher end one, little less, which makes less cut and sew. So when you are trying to develop a jacket, it takes multiple samples. It takes multiple pieces. It takes multiple material thicknesses. In the new Vapor Pro for 26, I call it a hybrid is the easiest way for me to explain it for all the consumers. When I sell our snow jackets, we have a hybrid. And is what that is we've done multiple thicknesses and layers of the pant and the jacket to make this jacket. I cast 1,000 times in a tournament day or more. Sometimes maybe it's 50 times if I'm just letting my bait soak. But more often than not, you're casting. You got to be comfortable. You can't have them heavy bibs weighing on your shoulders all day. So this new Vapor Pro, we've lightened it up, let's say 25% compared to the 24 and 5 Vapor Pro. It is so much more comfortable to wear. It's so much more rigid where it needs to have strength and rigid for wear and for durability where it needs it. But yet where it doesn't, where you bend your elbow or where you bend your under your armpit and your legs in different places for stretch when you got to kneel down to get something out of your rod locker. And I don't know if everybody's wore bibs before, but sometimes you'll go to bend over and us in your face planting on the front of your carpet because you're you're wearing that big bib and you're in a hurry half of the time. So this new stuff is bad to the bone. And people will ask, well, like Tom from TKI, who kind of set this whole thing up, he loves our gear because it's cooler mornings in Montana, out west anyway. He'll wear that. And he's like, well, I don't know if I want it thinner. I go, buddy, you can literally layer. I could wear this rain suit and go snowmobiling if I really wanted to, because it's waterproof, it's windproof. All I got to do is layer with merino wool, layer with Permaloft, Thermalite. FXR carries all the different type of layers. So if I'm going to go out and wear this gear and it's colder, I just layer underneath it. And then one thing I want to get into is not only the normal rain gear with the Adventure Light and then our Vapor Pro, but we also have the coolest thing ever is the Vapor Pro Insulated. And that is basically almost the exact same jacket with just a light insulation in it. And that insulation is FXR's Fast material, which is our flotation assist safety technology. So the jacket actually floats, not Coast Guard approved, because to do that, you have to do a lot of different stuff. But literally there's videos online you can watch and you can have a person float in a pool for an entire day, you know? So the stuff is you fall out of the boat or just that safety feature. A lot of my buddies use it for early ice, late ice, walking their little sled out on that thin ice. And they just feel like that extra safety feature of having that thing, they know they're going to float, you know, with that gear on, and it helps you assist to get out of the ice. So your pants help you float up so you can get yourself on the ice. It's a huge thing in our snowmobile industry. You'll have people that just walk in the show and they're like, what ones have Fast? I'm not interested in anything else. And then the out west guys are the complete opposite. They don't want that Fast. They want lightweight. They don't have the lakes and stuff. So the Vapor Pro Insulated with Fast is a very, very, very cool piece. It has the venting and all the same waterproofing and high-end PTFE membrane for welding and seam taping and stuff. So it's a huge home run for us. Other than that, anything else you want me to go on to? There's reflective. There's all sorts of them extra features that get added into them high-end pieces. So to go by that, it's basically when people ask me, it's like better zippers, better material, better seam taping, better welding, better stretch, longer zippers like in the pants, The way nicer cuff on the Vapor Pro. Our Adventure Light for 26 will also have one extra chest vent, and it'll also have a few other cool features. We're going to go from 15,000 waterproofing to 20 waterproofing on that as well. So that'll help make that piece go. I think more of your consumers are going to buy the Adventure Light for the price point and be happy, but your guys that are going all day, no matter rain or shine, and they're not going to go back to the cabin or go in and whatever, well worth the money to just get the Vapor Pro and be done with ever having to buy another rain suit.
We're all looking to have the ultimate edge on the water, but how do we get there? When it comes to fishing rods, JT Outdoor Products has you covered. Their technique-specific rods are engineered and tested by tournament professionals to give you the competitive advantage on the tournament trail or the extra edge to the passionate everyday angler. They're hand-built in Farmington, Minnesota. With the highest grade carbon fiber blanks and the finest componentry, JT rods are ultra lightweight, incredibly sensitive, and built for performance. Whether you're after walleye, bass, pike, or panfish, they have every species covered. Their rods deliver precision, durability, and unmatched feel. Don't settle for ordinary. Fish smarter with JT Outdoor Products, where performance meets perfection. Visit them at jtodp.com. That link is in the description of this podcast. Do yourself a favor, check them out today. The waterfowl hunting opportunities here in the state of North Dakota are incredible. It's a tradition for so many friends and families to get together and spend this quality time in the field. But to be a great hunter also means to be a great steward of the land. I'm talking about being very respectful to landowners. And don't leave trash in the field. Definitely don't clean your birds and then throw carcasses back in the field. If you do encounter gates, make sure you leave them exactly how you found them, whether that is up or down. Hunting is such a wonderful component to North Dakota's legacy, and we need to keep it that way. So let's all agree this fall to hunt hard, hunt fair, and hunt for tomorrow. New fishing regulations on Mille Lacs Lake in Minnesota have walleye anglers excited to plan your next fishing vacation over there. Check out the lodging options over at Chalet on Mille Lacs. They have all you need and more. I'm talking about multiple private shorelines, including a back channel where you can safely park your boat overnight, a great feature you're not going to find everywhere on the lake. There's also a game room, high-speed Wi-Fi, you're minutes away from the casino and golf course. The indoor and outdoor amenities of the Chalet on Mille Lacs epitomize comfort and convenience with 5 bedrooms, 3 baths, that's 2 masters, a large kitchen, all the indoor amenities that are perfect for large groups or multiple families. This cabin comfortably sleeps 8. You can add more if you like. Read the reviews online from past guests on the website or book directly at chaletonmilax.com. That's chaletonmilax.com. That link is in the description of this podcast. You know, going back to your origin story, that you know, you guys already had, or FXR already had so much, you know, experience and expertise in how to, like you said, where to put the seams and where to sew and how to put these things together. So the growing pains were, you know, for the company were pretty well done by the time you started making fishing stuff, but the R&D and you know, having your pros, you know, like in the walleye world, you know, like Tom Wynn, everybody sees Tom Wynn, just killing it, you know, up here on the NWT level and everywhere he goes. And he's a rain or shine kind of guy. But what's the lead time? Like when you think about the process of building these things, when do some of these ideas, when they start or the things that you're going to try to work on and improve or do differently, like how long and how much R&D goes into producing, like, for example, these 2026 launches?
Yeah, so like I'm actually, you know, 3/4 done, but I'm still on the road right now getting booking orders, let's say now for 26 spring stuff. And that stuff will all be delivered in February. So like we had to place our order probably months ago. So you got to kind of make that educated kind of guessing a lot, and you order, you know, and try to order enough. And then, but yeah, that stuff's all got to be, I would say stuff we're coming out with now has already been, I mean, we've been testing the existing Vapor Pro and the existing Adventure Light, and we just kind of keep making all those things that all them pros and pro staff and ambassadors kind of bring ideas to you. And that's kind of like me too. Like, it's like, you're out there fishing with it. I got, this thing's got to be a little lighter or a little more, you know. Definitely the R&D and the testing is key to that, but it's a year or two process to just get it all done. You do the booking orders, you place your order kind of, once you get some of your bigger accounts done, then you kind of see what's kind of going in the industry, whatever. And then you place your order, then you go get the rest of the booking orders, and then the product gets made, and then the factories make it. And then that product takes months to get full, get back to you. And then it finally delivers in February, and then you start delivering all your orders to the dealers. And then, you know, for us, May is fishing opener here in Minnesota. So you get it out in February, you get the stores set, you get all the product up in there, and then it's spring, you know, and then it's, and then you get that stuff out. But to go back to your answer about, yeah, all of our stuff, like the rain jacket basically came from a mountain tri-lam, basically a tri-lam jacket that we had, that we just had to upgrade that welding and seam taping and go to the PTFE membrane, which any of your high-end jackets that are over your $300-$500 or around there all will most likely have to have that. Otherwise it just doesn't hold up or last like some of the rest. Like, you can do a tri-lam jacket for $150 and it's going to be waterproof, and all of our stuff has basically a DWR finish on the outside, and then usually has, you know, Hydrex in there, and then some, and then we have the PTFE membrane, which adds another, you know, it's all that process of making the best of the best. And that's why I think it's why FXR is so highly in me, because of the quality that we don't cut corners and chintz. It's always trying to make the best and not always worried about hitting that exact price point. It's like, no, if we need that or they want that, like, it's just got to be that. And there's a happy medium in that, though, because just like you said, to get a guy to buy a $500 rain jacket until he wears it and sees the qualities of it and some of that, and then tells his buddy, it's like Tom, I'm like, dude, you got to get this jacket if you're out there doing that. And now he sells it to 10 of his buddies, you know, and then his 10 buddies sell, you know, that's how you got to just slowly get that brand out there. And FXR is known as snowmobile. So the quality of the name and the power of the brand is there. It's just a matter of getting it known that now we have fishing stuff. So going into Bassmasters, going into some of the walleye guys, like that's what's key to making the brand known and strong. And then just when people see that those pro guys are wearing it, then they know it's good enough for them, or the pro snowcross racers wearing it. Well, then that's good enough for them. And then once you get them to wear it, it's over. Like at shows and stuff, it's fun for me to go to a show and sell a guy an expensive fishing, snowmobiling, moto suit, and then to have them come back the next year with two of their buddies and just say, this is the guy you want to talk to right here. Sell my buddies, get them in this gear, their gear they're not happy with. And then they come back happy. That's the win for me.
Oh yeah. And I don't know if you get this a whole lot, but this will be like my little personal interjection into this conversation is my wife. Like, if I want to go fishing more, and maybe not everybody will relate to this, but I know that I will get more opportunities to fish if my wife is willing to go along sometimes. And you don't know the weather. You can't decide the weather the day always that you're going to have the opportunity to go. Sometimes, like, you know, or anymore, as busy as the world is, right? You if you're going to just get a one-off day to go, you maybe take a day off work or pick a Saturday in our busy lives to go fishing, you kind of got to plan for it, you know, beyond what the extended forecast is telling you. And then when that day comes, I'm sure we can all relate in our lifetimes, is you finally get a day to fish and the weather is trash. But this is a huge component to that. Or if I plan to go fishing one day and I'm going to bring my wife, and this is kind of where I've had personal experiences with this, is like when the weather isn't good enough for her, it'll thrash the whole day and then I don't get to go. So honestly, like, it was more important for me a few years ago to get my wife a high-end outerwear suit so that and I was still wearing junk.
Warm. Women always want to be warm.
They warm and dry and comfortable. And so I made sure that she was right and tight. And then and then that has been such a big thing in the last few years in my house.
So we have so in the women's lineup, we have everything in FXR for women's is 100% cut for women. It is not a double extra small men's that you're going to try to fit a woman in. So it's all cut for their breasts, their hips, their shoulder, all of their body shapes from size 2 all the way to 22 in some things or 24 in some things. So our Adventure Light goes, we have a bib and a pant and like 3 different colorways of jackets. And then for 26 coming out, we actually have the Adventure Light for kids, which has been crazy cool for me out in booking. Like I think I get every single shop I go into to get that Adventure Light suit for their kids, because I know my kid when he was 5 and he wanted to come fishing with dad. And exactly right. I got to have, it's the wind, the rain. You can always put the rain suit on and get out of the wind. The wind, you just can't get away from that.
Yeah.
That freaking wind, the waves, it's rough. You know, my wife would come out and she wanted to lay in the sun. So yeah. I hear you spot on. And I think a million people that listen to this or whoever does is going to relate to it, as long as they got a wife or a girlfriend or kids. But no, it's definitely key. And you got to have it all. And that's one thing nice about FXR is they see a need for it and they make it and they do it. And we just are able to, just like you said, we're able to take our, what we do for our men's and all the testing and all everything we do, we're able to just go down and make a women's and get the fit. All right. We got all the fits from all of our other stuff for women. So it can just tear right into that. And we got some Tech Air shorts and pants that are just awesome. They vent in the upper butt area and they vent in the crotch area. So they, when you're out there in that 190 degree day and it's, I mean, you ain't getting the swamp butt sitting on your seat or butt seat all day. It all vents through. It's so comfortable. I literally wear the stuff every day, and every now and then I'll have a different pair of, my kids will get me a Lululemon pair of shorts or something and I'll wear that. And I just go right back to my FXR because they're so much more comfortable, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I think for a lot of people in their own homes, like I think that that's definitely a conversation, because we spend a lot of money nowadays on all of our stuff. You know, you go to a boat landing and there's a lot of new sparkly boats. Everybody's got the latest and greatest in electronics. But I was thinking about this before this conversation of, and I could never let my wife hear this, but if I could give back all the tackle that I have that's say 2 or more years old, if I could get my money back for that I've never used, like tackle that I've never used, that's 2 to 10 years old that I lug around everywhere I go. And
but you might use it 5 years from now when the fish start biting on it again.
Yeah, that's my thought process. But man, I tell you what, in the moment, if I knew that I could have that money back and I could probably have 2 more, you know, high-end suits of gear that I would probably, my wife, my kids, or myself would probably wear just about every time I went fishing, and get that real use out of it. You know, the depreciation on that is, I would take, I would rethink that a whole bunch. But it's definitely a thing. You know, like this day and age, everything costs money, and we got to educate ourselves a little bit on what's going on out there, and. Yeah, man, it's an interesting thing. And, you know, you brought up like Tom Cobbs. He kind of, you know, a little backstory, he's kind of got us connected. I found out about Tom Cobbs and TKI CNC like a couple of years ago, and we've had him on the podcast, and he's a good friend now. But interestingly, too, you know, he's a machinist, an engineer, a designer. Like he comes from that snowmobile world with so much experience, and then he's an angler as well, and you mix that passion of fishing with an incredible skill set, and voila, you have really just over-engineered, just like really, really well-designed and super well-made product, you know, with everything he does with the graph mounts and the rod holders and the forward sonar components and the shuttles, like, you know, it's interesting, but yet you still got to kind of learn and educate yourself on who these companies are and where this stuff comes from, because, you know, in most cases it's expensive. This is just my perspective, but when you invest in this sort of thing, you've got a boat that can handle the water, and you've got, you know, good rain gear and stuff, you almost don't even really think about the weather that much. You're just, you show up to the boat landing and you fish the day. We talk about that all the time. Just fish the day, you know, figure out what the wind is, and you figure out how to have boat control when there's, you know, 1 foot of chop or 2 foot of chop or whatever. But you, and you're a tournament angler as well, so you definitely know when you don't have to think twice about being out on that windy point where the fish are, where the right fish are and the right fish are biting. You're not trying to tuck behind an island because you're shivering cold or you're soaking wet. What's your time worth to you? You know, when you finally get that day to fish, are you going to leave that $100,000 or $50,000 or even a $30,000 boat setup? Is that going to just stay in the garage again? Yeah. And you're going to let another 2 weeks go by before your next chance to fish just because it's raining that day or just because the wind's blowing? You find a lake that has a boat landing that's protected, you can get on the water safely, and then just get out there and hammer them.
Well, going back to what you said about, you know, lures or jackets, I have the worst job and I have the best job in the world. I travel around, so I'm going into bait shops, big shops, Shields, all the different shops. There ain't a time I don't go into a really cool bait shop that I ain't walking out with $20 worth of something I saw, that something I need, or something that, oh God, they got some of those and I used those 4 years ago and I might use them again and I haven't seen them forever and blah, 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 blah. So my neighbor, Chris Pelzel, I'm trying to get him into fishing and I'm helping him with his boat, helping him with something. Perfect example of all this. He comes over to my garage and he looks up and he's like, you potentially, if you took all your stuff out of your tubs and all your stuff out of there, you would give Shields a run for their money on having more tackle than they do. And he's do you even use all this? Do you even, you know, and it's like, yeah, that's for smallmouth. That's for walleye, that, you know, but I've been fishing since I was 12 years old and my dad's a little aluminum flat bottom boat and blah, blah, blah. And you know, I've snowmobiled my whole life and raced and my son races, all that different stuff. Well, you brought up Tom. Tom and his wife, Jen, are probably two of the best people out there. I was literally out snowmobiling and met Tom on a snowmobile trip. Before you know it, I'm getting a drive from him. Before you know it, my dad had cancer and he donates a drive for my dad. It's just all those things about good people the relationships you build with them. Coming down the road, my son, I needed an aluminum throttle. He kept breaking his throttle on his race sled and called Tom up and I can do that and send him and did a little work on my own and sent it to him. And before you know it, I got Tom making me aluminum throttles. And then I get him a rain suit sent out to him and a shirt and a hoodie or something else. And then before you know it, now Tom and Jen have a beautiful showroom of FXR out in Montana and their TKI shop, and they're pushing it on everybody and loving it. And they went to the Governor Cup and did it there. And it just shows how a snowmobile trip meeting a person, how small this world is, that tenfold 10 years later now is selling the product. And, you know, I'm in Minnesota, he's in Montana, but I just deal with them on the phone. I'm personal friends with both of them. I respect them and they're just great people. And it's just been that fun ride that you wouldn't change anything, you know? Yeah. But yeah, wind is what kills a lot of people. The rain, you can get out of that wind, sometimes just beats you up to the bone with the waves and stuff. But some days you just got to take that audible and play some cribbage or some games in the house too. You know, it is what it is, but people understand that. The power sports world and the fishing world, if you're a dedicated fisherman, yeah, you're going to go out whether it's the weather's, it doesn't have to be perfect to go out exactly. And when you're in the gear that you, when you're in the comfortable gear for snowmobiling or fishing, then you got it. You can go out so much more and be so much happier too.
Now, I do want to talk a little fishing. You know, it's the JMO podcast. We always talk fishing. So tell me a little bit about sort of, you know, you do the bass tournaments and whatnot. I'd just be curious on a few updates or stories from this season or just the last couple of years. You know, what's your fishing style? What are some of the summer patterns? Where do you fish? Give me a couple of fishing stories and how the fishing has been down there and what your program is when you're trying to be efficient and break down water and catch big bass.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously we're in Minnesota here, so we have, the only way for me to explain it is we have weeds. We have coontail out in 25 feet of water up to the surface. We have milfoil from 0 to 15 feet in some places. And then we have some rocks and we have some sand, but, for me, you know, it's about, you got to have time. I mean, work's been really, really crazy with the fishing with FXR getting, you know, out there. And then my son with racing, I don't do as many of the tournaments like I did in the past, but I get to get out with my best friend, Tony G, and we just go out on Wednesday nights in a nice little league. And then I go fish the real team events out in Western Minnesota. They're a little bigger events out on some lakes. You can catch smallmouth, largemouth, but I personally just absolutely love the finesse fishing or deep fishing. I'm a deep guy. I'm not a dock guy. I'm not a pound the docks and have every homeowner yelling at me for being close to their dock. I like to just go out in the middle of the lake and find a rock pile, find a patch of weeds and try to fish them deep, because I know I'm out there with limited people that will know or figure out how to do that as well. So try to find those spots and try to soak my bait. I think one big thing, a lot of anglers, I think you got to let that ball, that bait fall straight down and be patient. Like when I find myself not doing good on tournament day, I'm probably panicking. I'm probably, I'm not audibling like I should. And I'm fishing too fast and I'm moving too fast. And, you know, one downfall I probably have is I don't audible quick enough sometimes. If I know there's big fish there, I can see them now on the live scope. You sit there too long and you can't get them to bite, and you could have went to three other spots and one of them spots they might have bit. But yeah, I do the deep roller crankbait. I do the finesse fishing, a lot of drop shot, a lot of jig worms, a lot of Nikos. There's all sorts of new reverse drop shots and different things that you can play around with and do. But I love bass fishing. I love to go walleye fishing on opener and stuff and get some walleye in the freezer to make some fish fries and crappie fishing and stuff. But when I go fish some tournaments, it's just more or less about just getting out on the water, getting out in the elements, testing some of this gear. You know, one last thing I want to say is the FXR UPF shirts are full of, we have the full air, it all been designed right, kind of moto and fish has been all designed at the same time for the innovation of the stretch and the air and stuff, and the shirts just make my days. I got a little Indian in me, so I got a little darker skin, so I'm not as worried about the skin as a lot of people are nowadays, but boy, my body temp is 20 degrees cooler wearing a sun shirt compared to having that sun beating on my arms or the back of my neck or my face when I can put the hood up. So much more comfortable, people. Like, just get yourself a sun shirt, preferably FXR. They're more comfortable, but they're so much nicer for the people. Like, going back to when you can take your wife or your kids or whatever out, is being comfortable just makes your life so much easier. But other than that, I just love to fish. It's just a relaxing time for me to go out. And on a Wednesday night, you get off work at 4, you go hook up the boat and you're putting your boat in at 4, hopefully 4:15 or 20 if it's a close lake by you. And 4:30, you blast off and you fish until 9 o'clock with a good friend. And one story I'll tell is, so my son is 23 and he pre-fished since he was 6 years old, playing Legos in the boat, playing with the fish in the live well and fishing for part of the day, and was a trooper. He's a great fisherman, but I'd never actually fished a tournament with him. He always comes out in the boat and always when he has time or I'm going, Dad, I'll come with you. And he'll come with me. And my partner was gone at ICAST and couldn't fish a tournament on Tonka. And Riley, my son, said he wanted to fish, and it was probably one of the most memorable days I'll have. No matter which way I zigged, no matter which way I zagged. Taylor, if I'd have fell out of the boat with my rod in my hand from a wave, by the time I got back in the boat, I would have set the hook on a 4-pounder. It's just the way the night went. Like, no matter what happened, it happened right. No matter where I went, I caught fish. No matter where I casted, we caught fish. And it was with my son, and we won. And so he's kind of first tournament he's ever fished with. He goes and wins, and he's like, "Hey, when are we going to do this again?" And I'm like, "Hey, buddy, this might not, like, now I'm afraid to have him fish with me again because I don't want to let him down." You know, like, he came out there and he just thinks his dad is all world and the best. And it's like, no, I went out there and bombed and not caught a fish all night. And then this night, it's just, when it's your night, your day, your hour, it's your day, your night, your hour. Like, it just, there is no one that's going to beat you. You're not going to lose any. There's other nights you'll have 10 on and you'll lose all 10. And I mean, it's just one of them things. But yeah, I don't know. God just wanted me and my kid to have a good day and win. And we won, and it was a blast. The pictures, like, you'll never forget that day. It's like my big buck I shot. He came off the school bus, come running home. "Dad, we going hunting?" I'm like, "It's going to be dark in like 2 hours. We got to get going." And he ran in the house. He had his stuff already. And we go out there. We had to sneak out to the deer stand because there was a doe out in the field. And we get up there, and then here's this big buck just bedded down by this doe in rut. And I end up shooting him. Would have never shot that big buck had my kid not came home and rushed me out to the deer stand. You know, I was like, probably, I just got home from work and he got off the school bus and I was like, "Let's go hunting." And just shows, yeah, you get your family going back to your thing. That's a great point that you hit on, is there's a lot of, my wife's not a fishing person, but she'll come out in the boat, or, you know, my son, first tournament he fished, but those times are, you'll never forget some of those times, and it's awesome. And the fact that I can go out there with some of the best gear and stuff in the world is also cool too. You know,
we talk about the expense of these things and trying to figure out what it's worth to us, but it, you know, 10 years from now, it ain't going to be any cheaper than it is today. And it's like, these are the types of investments, you know, you're investing in your, you know, what you like to do, but it's these memories too. You know, you're investing in the opportunity to go potentially times, or just to have a better time when you're out there. It definitely integrates itself into that, into how good of a time we have in these memories that last forever, that memories that last way longer than the clothes do.
Yeah. Well, and like FXR's warranty is the best in the industry, from their snowmobile to all their stuff. I mean, everybody is going to have a few issues with some things, like, you know, the factory puts in a batch of zippers and they're just bad or something, you know, you're always going to have some of them issues to do. But FXR, we have places that can literally fix it in 5 minutes, 10 minutes, a day turnaround, get it right back out to you. If it can't be fixed, we send you out a new one. Like, the warranty on the waterproofing on our stuff is the best in the industry. So like, when you are buying most of these brands or higher end products, like, that's one other thing you get, is just the longevity and the warranty of the stuff, you know. Just, you just gotta make sure there's people just, my rain gear, one thing I wanted to catch on is I don't know if I would ever throw my rain gear in the wash machine. Like, I think I just would hang it up, spray it with some Dawn dish soap, spray it off with the hose, maybe scrub it a little bit, and then let it hang dry and just clean it up. Like, because the first time I go fishing and the first fish I catch and I rub my hands and slime all over my pants again, I mean, it's dirty again. So I know some people have thrown them in the dryers and stuff like that, and it's like, no, that heat with the seam taping and all that stuff, like, you never want to do that. You want to always hang dry them. You can wash them in the wash machine on a gentle cycle for sure. I just don't do that. I just hang them up and wash them. But yeah, I appreciate you having me on here. Hopefully there's some people out there that are going to listen to this and they're going to get the gist of why they shouldn't be afraid to save up and spend money for a little bit nicer suit, because you're going to get yourself out in that boat or snowmobile, whatever it is, by buying some of the quality stuff. You're going to get out there, and you're going to get out there more often, and it'll pay for itself just in that.
That's a great point. I'm really glad that you brought up the handling of the rain suit. What's the website? Maybe if people ever wanted to get a hold of you, I don't know if you, you know, throw your socials out there or anything, but anything that you would want to promote and direct people to for information or questions, or just to, yeah, just to check this stuff out. That's probably how we'll close this out, man.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously it's, you know, Jeremy Bester. I'm obviously in Prior Lake. I have Facebook mainly for Marketplace to just find fishing and good deals and different stuff. But you can reach me on that. You'll see pictures of probably my son on there and stuff, so you'll know it's me. But you can definitely reach out with any questions. You can also call FXR. I believe it's 1-888-999-9798, and you can get a hold of me. My email's Jeremy, Jeremy, letter B as in boy, at fxrracing.com. You can send me an email if you got any questions. I can't be at every show. I can't be at every event. I can't be everywhere, but I definitely can answer any questions that you guys have on some of that. If you're, you know, thinking one way or the other, you know, you can look on FXR's website, fxrracing.com, and you can usually see a dealer locator to see some local dealers. Obviously, out west, TKI, give TKI a call. Jan will take care of you. And if you're in Minnesota here, we got Up North Sports, Raveling Sports. They both have quite a bit of all the stuff. You can hit them up and tell them you heard it on the podcast. They're good accounts. They'll definitely take care of you. Other than that, I'm just glad that I was able to, when you told me it was about letting people know the high-end gear to the low-end gear, hopefully it's a lot of information a lot of people don't get the gist of, but hopefully they got the gist of that, because that is the most important thing. And is the more expensive stuff that much better? Yes and no. Is the Adventure Light going to be perfectly fine if you just have a budget to spend that? Yes. If you're, you know, my buddy Tony wore that Adventure Light the one day when it was raining half of the day just because it was so much lighter and whatever else. And now I think this new Vapor Pro is just going to, I think it's going to be awesome. Like I wore it twice now and was the best set I've ever had. And like I said, without naming brands, I've had the old Bass Pro, Cabela's. I've had all that 200 mile an hour. I've had all that stuff. Ranger, I bought a boat and got a Ranger suit. And nothing is as good as what this stuff is. And that's just not because I work for the company. It's because I know what's involved in the R&D, like you had asked about, and how much testing and technical stuff is in it, and everything we've tried to do to make everything the best we could without making the thing $1,000 for just the jacket, you know, because you could easily start even doing more. But sometimes you over engineer too. That was a good question you asked earlier, and I should have said that there are things that you can over engineer. So
yeah, dude, I think that these are just quality conversations and people can chew on it. I think I've just been fascinated by some of the companies and hearing your story that it's anglers. At the core of it, it's people that are passionate about the industry on their own time. It's like, what do you do in your own time? Well, you snowmobile and you fish. And you tournament fish too. Like, so you're out there on days where you don't get to choose the weather. It's tournament day. It's whatever it's going to be. It's either 100 degrees and flat calm for the UPF. It's, or the wind's blowing and it's sideways rain. And you're either in or you're out. All right, man. Well, we'll be in touch, right, Jeremy. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye.
Later.